Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers hosted the Kindersley Clippers at Westland Arena on the evening of November 25, securing an overtime win. The Clippers put themselves on the board early in the first with goals from Jaden Jessamyn at 2:10 and Ethan Scriven at 4:49, with Scriven's goal being the result of a power play effort. The Terriers' Clay Sliva put the team back in the game, hitting the target at 10:54 and again at 19:38. The lone goal of the second period came from the Terriers' Jackson McDonnell at 11:29, giving the team a one-goal lead to start the third. At just 26 seconds into the third period, the Clippers' Logan Linklater scored to tie the game. The remainder of the period was a stalemate through several power play efforts, forcing the match into overtime. The Terriers' Quinton Unrainer scored the winning goal for the team at 4:31. Caleb Allen was in net for the win, facing 28 shots. Cody Jaman was in net for the Clippers, taking on 39 shots and saving 35. On November 26, the Terriers traveled to Humboldt to face off against the Broncos at Elgar Peterson Arena. The lone goal of the first period came from the Broncos' Alex Oretzky at 6:07 of the first on a power play effort. The Broncos' Jeter Court added to the team's lead, scoring at just 55 seconds into the second period, followed up by another goal from teammate Samuel Marburg at 4:54. Maddox Amaral scored the lone goal of the third period at 14:27, resulting in a 4-0 loss for the Terriers. Tyson Smith was in net for the Terriers, taking on 50 shots and saving 46. Hayden Dunford was in net for the shutout win, saving 29 shots. The Terriers will head to Weyburn on November 29 to face off against the Red Wings and will visit Melfort on December 2 to play the Mustangs before returning to home ice on December 3 to host the Flin Flon Bombers.